This is the Big East Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, we are rolling on the Saturday morning Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Alyssa Walker Campbell, you bet. Connect with us online, Twitter at eRadio Sports, info at eRadiosports.com, podcastarena.com. You're going to love hour two. We are talking some NFL news and notes. The conversation is going to continue, and I'm going to welcome back inside here, and that is Jack McCraw, my producer. Give him a follow on Twitter at the Jack McCraw. So let's talk about our Cowboys because the negotiations continue. So who is at more fault for the contract dispute, and why hasn't Dak been able to get this done?
So 99% of the time I'm pro player, but in this one instance, I am kind of pro Jerry Jones. And it has not really a lot to do with Dak. I don't really think it's Dak's fault that Jerry's not willing to sign him. It's just that look at his class of quarterbacks. Jared Goff and Carson Wentz both got huge extensions way before they were supposed to, and now neither of those two quarterbacks are playing with the team that drafted him. Now, it's easy to say that Dak Prescott, it could be the best quarterback taken in that draft class, but I don't know. I think something is holding Jerry Jones back to give him that full extension so that way he could be the Cowboys' future quarterback. But also, I really don't know what better option there is out there. Now, barring some sort of miraculous trade for either Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott is going to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys next year. And I do personally think that he's going to get the franchise tag again. And it's almost going to be sort of like a Kirk Cousins deal when he was in Washington a few years back, where they just kept giving franchise tag, and Dak's going to make $30+ million again. But hopefully after this season, Dak could treat it as a contract year, and Jerry Jones can finally give Dak Prescott that long-term contract.
What do you think Dak's expectations are? What kind of number do you think he's looking for?
It has to be somewhere in the 30s. I would say almost $35 million a year. That seems outrageous for an NFL quarterback, but Matt Stafford at one point was the highest paid quarterback, and I believe Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than Matt Stafford when both fully healthy. So I think Dak just looks at the area around him and sees that there are guys that I believe I'm better at, especially Matt Stafford, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff. I should get paid more than them.
Okay, we talk about Dak, we talk about his contract, but coming up next here at Sports Map Radio Network, that is NFL alum, of course, played for the Texans, that is Jordan Black. So he's going to tell us why that they are not trading Deshaun Watson. Stick around, Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
Is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour two, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell. As always, we love to hear from all of our listeners across the country at eRadio Sports Info. EddieRadioSports.com, and twice is nice. You can go back and listen to each and every one of our guests at PodcastArena.com. And are your wiper blades, are they chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free of charge. See better, drive safer with newer wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, we are wrapping up the month of February. Hard to believe, but the conversation continues about Super Bowl 55. It is in the books, and it was not the kind of game that perhaps we were anticipating. I mean, the Buccaneers totally dominated the Chiefs 31-9. So up next to help us break it all down, he is our guy from Sportsnet. He's a national fantasy host, and that is Andy McNamara. Give him a follow on Twitter at AndyMC81. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Alyssa. How's it going down there?
It's all good. We are still recovering, but we're just so glad that you're on the program, and we are ready to break down Super Bowl 55. I know it's been a few weeks, but talk to me about as far as how impressed were you with the Bucs, or were you disappointed by the Chiefs?
I was, I think, more impressed by the Buccaneers than disappointed in the Chiefs. It's so incredible because that old saying, right, Father Time's undefeated. I'm not so sure about that anymore. I think Tom Brady might defeat Father Time. I think he might play forever and as long as he wants to. Like, and the question, I know it has to be asked after the game, are you coming back? Yeah. Like, there's talk about Brady being signed to a further extension. This guy, think about this. He put on that type of clinic against the Chiefs, who everyone lauds over, rightfully so for the most part. But he did this without a proper offseason, and when he finally hit his groove with the team, with the timing, the last quarter of the season, looked as good as he ever has. So now you're telling me you give Tom Brady a proper full offseason with everybody, depending on how free agency goes, there's some signings to think about, in a full offseason? To me, straight away, it comes down to the Buccaneers and the Packers as the two favorites in the NFC. And that's and it's just unbelievable how he was able to do that. And let's not discount that defense for Tampa Bay. Like Shaq Barrett and company, boy, they really contained Patrick Mahomes and kept him on the move. It was incredible.
Sportsnet national fantasy host Andy McNamara back with us at SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. You bet. Our coverage continues as we break down Super Bowl 55. So is this the most impressive win yet by Tom Brady? As you said, we're looking at potentially an extension, so he's not slowing down anytime.
Yeah, well, boy, it's most impressive in his Super Bowl. I would say, like, that Atlanta comeback was pretty ridiculous, how far they were down. That might be my number one, but this one isn't too far behind, just because of the offensive explosiveness expected out of the Chiefs. And I personally believe that that turf toe injury that Patrick Mahomes is having taken care of now was more of a factor than he let on or knew. It just looked a little bit off, right? But that Buccaneers D was phenomenal. And now it'll be interesting to see how teams, because it's a copycat league, how teams adjust to the Chiefs moving forward and trying to copy what Tampa Bay did, how to contain him. You don't blitz Patrick Mahomes. You don't blitz him. He'll run around you. You try to contain him. Not everyone has the personnel for that, but the Buccaneers sure did.
I don't know if any team really can replicate what the Buccaneers did. I mean, it is remarkable when we step back, Andy, and just assess, like, how did Tom Brady transform this organization so quickly?
Yeah, yeah. With one offseason, like, and not even a proper one, like we said, right? Like, that's what a true elite, we use the word GOAT and throw that around so much, the greatest of all time. That's what the great ones do. You come in and you are an instant culture changer. You had Antonio Brown in check, man. Who the heck could say that, right? You had Brown in check. Leonard Fournette was a cast-off of the Jacksonville Jaguars, disciplined and suspended internally with that team multiple times. He was in check. Everybody bought in. And when you have a guy like Tom Brady there, you know, if you come to join him, you're joining him to win a ring. That's what happened in New England. That's what's happening in Tampa Bay. So what you get is valuable veterans, free agents who are saying, you know what? I'll get my payday maybe somewhere else at another time. I want a ring now. So maybe you get those one-year discount deals or whatever that we've seen. And that's what you do. So you get guys on a full immediate buy-in to win a championship. So I'm interested to see in this free agent period, who the Bucs retain. Does Chris Godwin come back? What do you do with Gronk, Antonio Brown? You know, there's so many different options to think of. How do you keep the core, but also try to get better? Shaq Barrett on the defense that we said, he's another guy. He's going to cost you. So I wonder how that works out.
So is it too early to ask how good the Bucs will be next season?
I don't think so. I think, like, I would feel that they, like, even with the free agents, nobody that you could lose is super irreplaceable if you draft well and if you can sign well, right? That's all the caveat to that. Do you want to have Chris Godwin? Absolutely. But is there a case where, you know, you could have a guy come in if Chris Godwin wants too much money? Maybe. Like, what about an Allen Robinson out of Chicago? You know, does he want to win a title or is it about payday? That's what you have to decipher. Who's coming in to win? Who's going out and looking to get paid? You're going to find guys that are going to do that. The defensive side, I keep coming back to Shaq Barrett, but I think that guy is so key on that pass rush and containment that if you don't, that could be the sort of underlying loss if he walks that people won't be talking enough about because we're so focused on the offense. But I think if you keep the core, you draft well, you sign well, there is no reason to think that we're not talking about Tom Brady going for another Super Bowl next year.
Hey, good stuff. Andy McNamara, Sportsnet National Fantasy host. He is the best. Give him a follow on Twitter, at AndyMC81. Also, follow Sportsnet, at Sportsnet. And so, you know, when we think about Tom Brady, I mean, obviously, he had an amazing coach with the Patriots in Bill Belichick. But does this win, you know, another Super Bowl, does this separate his legacy from Bill's?
I think it's, like, to me, it's always going to be still hand in hand. Because here's the thing. You can have the best game plan in the world, but Alyssa, if they have me or you at quarterback, it ain't going to work. You have the best game plan ever. It's not going to work. So for Belichick, and part of this is his own doing through different contracts and lots of player opt-outs and all that, didn't have the quarterback. Didn't have the playmakers. Well, that's why Tom Brady left. He didn't have the team built around him. So how is Bill Belichick going to be able to rebuild that team quickly? He's not interested in a total revamp from ground zero, and they're never going to be bad enough under him to get a first overall pick. So when we look at that, I think it's a case where Belichick taught Brady the keys to become what he did. Does a sixth-round pick Tom Brady, we've all seen the pre-draft pictures, does that guy anywhere else with any other coach able to do what he does? To me, it seems very unlikely. So I still think they both deserve the credit, but what we know is Tom Brady can now go in, and if you have the playmakers around him, he literally took a team that was under 500 out of the playoffs a year ago and made them Super Bowl champs.
Well, it was an incredible run for the Buccaneers, but let's dial in our focus right now, Andy, and talk about the Chiefs. I mean, who is the most responsible for this loss and coming up short?
I think it was the defense. I believe that caught exposed somewhat where, for the most part, it was, okay, the Chiefs' defense was good enough, and Patrick Mahomes just get you out of trouble and score 45 points, and the other most teams can't keep up with that. And that's how you do it, which is fine. It won them the Super Bowl doing it that way. Plus, he was banged up a little bit. Now what I want to see is, all right, the pass rush really was non-existent. Tom Brady was comfortable. Like, I'm sure the listeners have seen, right after the Super Bowl, they had the movement chart of the quarterbacks in the pocket. Tom Brady's was pretty much a straight line, drop back and throw. Patrick Mahomes ran for like 400 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It was all over the place. So what that tells me is, for the Chiefs, you're not able to get to the quarterback. Well, you better address that. The offense, the core pieces are still there. You know, you could do Le'Veon Bell not coming back is not going to be a big deal. Damian Williams, that running back who opted out, could come back with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You're going to be fine there. The key components are there on offense. What are you going to do on that defense to make it a lot tougher to get to the quarterback? For me, the Chiefs can do that. If they can focus this offseason on defense with difference makers, then, you know, we're going to be talking again about them being the class of the AFC. But they better improve on that because teams are catching up to that offense and how to contain Patrick Mahomes.
Well, as a result, the Buccaneers dominated the Chiefs 31-9 in Super Bowl 55. As we get ready to wrap up our interview with Sportsnet National Fantasy host, that is Andy McNamara. You know what? You love the Browns. You're Canadian, but you love your Cleveland Browns. So talk to me about Baker Mayfield. There was a lot of chatter this week about should the Browns commit long-term to him? I mean, and why was he able to have so much success this year?
Excellent question. Yeah, third-generation Browns fan up here, Alyssa. So I'm loving this, finally. After that quarterback jersey, we all saw that, all the names, all the... I think we got the real deal in Baker Mayfield. Since week 8, okay, through to the playoffs, including a playoff win, so week 8 through 2 weeks of the playoffs, a 15-2 touchdown-to-interception ratio. So what does that mean? That tells me that Baker Mayfield, who in his third year was learning his fourth offense this year, Kevin Stefanski, head coach, won coach of the year, with no offseason, took him some time, half the year about, to learn the offense, get comfortable with it. Then they started giving him more to do, and he started exceeding. So if I'm looking at 50-2 touchdown to interception ratio, and I get a full offseason again, a proper one with Baker, in for the first time, the same offense, I think for Baker Mayfield, extension-wise, I'd be looking probably somewhat in the range of a Deshaun Watson type of deal, where he got 4 years, 156 mil, and a signing bonus. I think that sounds about right. He's not going to be getting Pat Mahomes money. You know, you gotta win big for that. But he did win a playoff game. He beat Pittsburgh in consecutive weeks in a building that the Browns had not won in 17 years and had never beaten the Steelers in the playoffs. You did that. You shed those two demons. You signed this guy. You lock him up. And there's a lot of haters out there on Baker because he's a very outspoken guy. But I'm telling you, if you have this system, this team is so committed to building and putting the pieces around him with two elite running backs as well, with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. You do that. You keep that going. And I think you have the absolute real deal in Baker Mayfield and a true contender for the AFC North title. And then who knows what happens in the playoffs.
Hey, it is all about Sooner Magic. We love talking about Baker Mayfield here on Sports Map Radio Network. As we get ready to wrap up, give us a quick hit. Fantasy football or just anything fantasy. What do we need to be keeping our eyes on right now? We got March Madness coming up soon.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, March Madness for sure. Like on DraftKings.com, Alyssa, there's always stuff to do. So if you're an NBA fan, if you're NHL, if you're golf is huge. They have daily fantasy contests, free contests, different value amounts and all that. And even for the NFL, even though it's the offseason, you can actually play EA Sports Madden contest. So you have all the players listed, but you don't have to worry about the injuries or anything like that. It's actually like all the players sort of at their best, which is an interesting way to play and think about it. So I've been getting into a little bit of those. But yeah, March Madness coming up. MMA, if you're a UFC person and you like that, you can bet on the fighters as well. So there is tons to do still, even though it's not football season, at DraftKings. And you got the sports book as well. So there's a ton going on there.
We love his energy. We love his insight. That is Andy McNamara. Give him a follow on Twitter at AndyMC81. He's our guy. Thank you, Andy. Have a great weekend.
Oh, absolutely, Alyssa. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, the NFL news and notes continues after this quick break at Sports Map Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. Always love to hear from our audience at Twitter, at eRadioSports, info at eRadioSports.com, podcastarena.com. And we always like to recognize the folks that make it happen at Sports Map Radio Network, and that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think of them for all your car care needs. O'Reilly Auto Parts, that will take care of you each and every day. Well, we are back on air after a couple of weeks off, of course, all trying to muscle through the Arctic blast and some technical difficulties here in studio. But we are so thrilled to have back with us a guest that knows a thing or two about cold weather and being an overcomer. And that is 10-year pro in the NFL, NFL alum, the great Jordan Black. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, it's always a pleasure to be here, Alyssa. And I don't think anybody's an expert when it came to that cold that we just experienced.
Oh, it was brutal, to say the least. But let's talk about some happier subjects. And that, of course, let's do a recap on Super Bowl 55. We had intended to have you on the program a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, it certainly is still on our mind. I mean, the Buccaneers become the first team to play for the Super Bowl and win on its home turf. So what were your takeaways?
Well, I think we talked about this was a game. If Tom Brady made it to the Super Bowl, this would tell us a lot about, you know, whether it was Brady or Belichick in New England. I still feel that Belichick is a phenomenal coach, but Brady's just got something. There's just something about him that not only does he elevate his play, but he elevates the play of everybody around him, and that's just remarkable. So he's just got that intangible quality that makes him an unbelievable player.
No, in our earlier segment here in Hour 2, we were talking about, you know, the superstar showdown, where we talk about Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, a classic quarterback matchup. And, you know, we talked a lot about leading into the Super Bowl as far as Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes. Who do you trust more? But what do you think was the biggest reason why Tom Brady outdueled Patrick Mahomes?
Well, and, you know, looking at the numbers, it's not that Tom Brady had just a phenomenal game. Like I said earlier, it's just he has a way of making everybody around him better. I even think Tom Brady has a tremendous amount of influence with his defense. It's just everybody on the team believes they can win knowing that he is on their team.
Jordan Black, our special guest at SportsMap Radio Network. Give him a follow on Twitter. We're all about social media, at JordanBlack78. He is an NFL alum. In fact, he played for the Redskins, the Jaguars, the Texans, and the Chiefs. So let's talk about the head coach of the Chiefs. And were you, I mean, disappointed by Andy Reid's coaching job in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think one of the hardest things to do is to win a Super Bowl. And even harder than that is to win two in a row. The NFL rewards success or doesn't reward success. They reward failure. So if you're a good team, you're going to get a very low draft pick. They want parity in the league. They don't want a dynasty. So it is incredibly hard to win. So I don't think that Andy Reid choked. I don't think that, you know, it's just one of those things. It is incredibly hard to do. You hear commentators on NFL games, you know, you've got two division games in a year, and people talk about how difficult it is to beat the same team twice in a year. Well, a Super Bowl repeat is 10 times harder than that. I think the Chiefs being kind of shorthanded in that game, I think they did everything they could to win. It wasn't enough for a Tampa team that was absolutely prepared and confident on game day.
NFL alum Jordan Black back with us at SportsMap Radio Network. And Jordan, you had incredible success on the collegiate level and as a professional in the NFL. Do you ever just step back and just, you know, think about Tom Brady and how he was able to, you know, transform the Buccaneers in such a short amount of time? I mean, in your mind, since, you know, when he left the Patriots, I mean, do you believe that he's the greatest athlete of all time?
Well, I'm not going to say he's the greatest athlete of all time. He's one of the greatest team players of all time. He's a winner. Just as a pure athlete, there's plenty of people that are better athletes than Tom Brady. But playing his position, I think he's the best quarterback of all time. And I would definitely put him in the same category is Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth. I mean, he's gonna go on in infamy for a century, I would imagine.
Perhaps this turnaround is proof that Tom Brady is the greatest free agent signing ever. And Jay, I know you are all about winning, so let's talk about one of your former teams, and that of course is the Texans. How do you think that they have handled this whole thing with Deshaun Watson? Give us your reaction.
They did the right thing letting JJ go in free agency rather than make an issue there. But the Texans have been a hot mess for at least a year now. It all started, losing their receiver, issues with Deshaun, JJ, then all of a sudden they don't have any players. They're on it. The team does not have a winning record, and they don't have cap room. I mean, it's just a total mess. Now, the new GM, he's got his work cut out for him, so we'll find out real quick if he's going to be the answer to their problems. But, the problems that the Texans have go far beyond Deshaun, and literally that they're having to rebuild from the ground up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm not one to point blame, but what's the biggest reason why you think Deshaun Watson is so unhappy? I mean, Houston, come on. Jordan, this is a great place to live. Why would you not want to be in Houston, right?
Well, I think it started with O'Brien, in all honesty. I can't speculate as to what exactly went on there, but I think kind of the veil was removed when we saw some of the things that J.J. Watt said to coach during practice. I think he lost the respect of the whole team. And, you know, when a coach loses control like that of a program, it's really easy for the team to start focusing their anger on the higher-ups. And I think that's probably what happens.
Great insight. Always one of our favorites. That, of course, is Jordan Black, NFL alum and also head football coach at Fort Bend Christian Academy here in Sugarland, Texas. Continued success, Jay. We look forward to another conversation real soon, and we got to brag on one of your players that has signed at Texas A&M.
This is the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Many different ways to connect. We always love to hear from our audience. At E Radio Sports, live on Twitter, info@eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com, and we love our sponsors. O'Reilly Auto Parts, a weak battery can leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low, low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Well, as promised, in hour two, we are going to take time for a book review, and so delighted to visit with former Rutgers and Cleveland State head men's basketball coach Gary Waters. At Cleveland State, did you know he retired as the winningest coach in school history, had a tremendous coaching career, and has just released his new book. It is titled 10 Principles of a Character Coach and highlights the value of coaching, the importance of this position, working with and leading young men and women. It's going to examine how a coach interacts and the impact that they have with their players. We are so delighted to welcome in for the first time, and that is Coach Gary Waters. Good morning, Coach.
Oh, good morning, Alyssa. It's great to be here.
Well, what an incredible journey that you have had. The reviews for your book, congratulations. I mean, they have been tremendous, from Coach K to Tubby Smith to Vivian Stringer and Tom Izzo. It is a must read. We're excited about taking a deep dive, but we're going to get right to it. So what should be the highest okay. priority of a coach?
Well, you know, the main priority is that make sure that you're working with the people that are under you to make them better in all phases of their lives.
Well, coaching is a, you know, it can really have an impact on young, impressionable men and women. And, you know, throughout all the years of your coaching, is this something that you wanted to do as far as produce a book? I mean, what was the inspiration of this?
Oh, that's a good question, because, you know, I was going into retirement and I was saying, what can I do during this time instead of just staying idle? And that's when it came to mind that, you know, let's write about the times that I've been in sports. And so I wrote my first book, and it's called Journey Through the Eyes of a Character Coach. It was my autobiography. But once I wrote it and I got with my editor and my publisher and branding firm, they said to me, you shouldn't put this one out because no one knows of you in regards of writing. The only people that would purchase your book are the people that know you. So they said, if you want people all around to know what you're talking about, we need to put out other books ahead of this so they can know who you are. And that's, and I thought it made sense, and that's when I wrote this 10 Principles of a Character Coach.
You are listening to The Voice, former Rutgers head men's basketball coach. He's the all-time winningest coach at Cleveland State. Coach Gary Waters is with us. And so just take us back as far as your journey as an athlete and as a coach. I mean, who was that best coaching role model growing up? Who influenced you the most, Gary?
Oh, I like that. The person that really influenced a lot of the things that I have done in my life, not only in coaching, but in life, because he taught life skills, and he was also what I call the ultimate character coach. And his name was Jim Wink. He was the head coach at Ferris State when I was under him in the beginning of my coaching. And he taught me a lot of things. He talked about connection with family, friends, all these things that you need to understand as being a character coach. And from then on, and I met some other people like Tom Ludwig, like Ben Braun, who was the coach at Cal, and when we worked together at Eastern Michigan, and Gene Smith, who was the athletic director at Eastern Michigan, who is now the athletic director at Ohio State. And then I mean all these people came into my lives to influence the direction that I go. And then you mentioned two places, but there was the place I first started, which was Kent State. And that was where all the stuff got started. And I had one of the best, what I call leaders that you could have that was ultimate character person, and his name was Lane Kennedy. So that's how it all started for me.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us on this Saturday morning, Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We are visiting with former collegiate coach, that is Coach Gary Waters, who's with us, and has just released his new book, 10 Principles of a Character Coach. Let's talk about connection. And what is the key to connecting with your student-athletes and maximizing their gifts, their talents, so that they can perform at a high level, not only on the court, but off?
That's very good. And the first thing I think in connection is you need to show your players and the people that are under you. And I'm not only talking about players, I'm talking about if you have a coaching staff, if you want to see them move forward in their lives. So when connecting with all these type of people, especially your players, you want to show them that you truly have their best interests in heart. And when I talk about it in my book, it's not exactly said in those words, but it said, empower and serve the people around you, okay, that are under you. And that's what I mean. You need to serve them. You need to empower them to be the best they can be. And then they know that you're committed to them. Then they'll give you all that they have.
So talk to us about, as far as recruiting, how did you deal with, and you touch on this in your book, as far as how did you deal with, other programs, everybody's, jockeying for position. How do you deal with, false propaganda about your programs? Because sometimes, other programs are not always going to be truthful about how you run things and run your program.
That's right. And so, but the biggest thing I'm going to say, Alyssa, is not to stoop as low as they go. You want to stay true to yourself, true to your values, true to your character, and let them know that what you're all about. And when I talk about that in my book, I talk about an incident that occurred, a person that was coming to visit our campus and spoke bad about us from the other school. And we talked about that, and the other school had said all that, and I never followed their lead. I didn't even think about thinking about what they said. What we talked about is what we do here at Cleveland State. And when we talked about that and we did all that, by the end of that campus visit, that young man had committed to us. So, the other school had demeaned us, but In the way we showed how we run our show and don't worry about what others say.
As a head coach, it's one thing to advocate values, but it all comes down to integrity, doesn't it? Because, we see a lot of programs out there that have cut corners and just the scandals in basketball. It's well documented. We see it all the time.
Right. And that's one thing you have to be, is true to yourself and true to people that you have under your care. They need to know that you are doing it the right way, so they have an example to follow. I've went into homes and I've told parents that I can't be their role model, but I can be their son's example. Their role model must be them, the parents. But I said, but I can be an example of how I live my life, how I run my program, and how I treat their son or daughter. And if I do all the things that I'm saying that I'm doing, and they kind of fit up with the values of the parents, then they know you're moving in the right direction.
Collegiate coach Gary Waters is with us this morning, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We are highlighting his brand new book. It is titled 10 Principles of a Character Coach. So which chapter, Gary, is your favorite?
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, it's funny. I like the first one, obviously, because that's what you need to do, is you need to put someone ahead of you, and I put God first ahead of me. So that's important. But the one that really touches me, I would say, is the one that talks about love unconditionally. And people wonder why I put that in as a principle. Because I wanted to teach the players and my coaching staff and all the people I was connected to that you should show that love to the people that you love so they can emulate that if they don't have that in their lives. And so that's one of the things I put a lot of commitment to. And I thought that chapter really expresses how I truly feel about how people should carry their lives. They need, my players seen that I love my wife and my family. And so if one day, if they didn't have that same kind of experience in their household, they got a family, they could say, this is what I'm doing to show that how much I love my family.
I tell you what, Gary, my favorite was Life Principle number 7 and just the value of loyalty. I'm all about loyalty, sometimes to a fault, but just that faithfulness. We really don't see that much of it today, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. In our society today, no one is committed to the other. You know, it's about what can we receive, what accolades can we obtain, and so on. When we have those things, you know, that person or group or administration is committed to you. But see, you know, it's not only the administration and people and all that. It's even ourselves as coaches. So we don't commit to people either. We don't commit to a school. Once we feel something better, we move. So that loyalty is a key factor. And our entire society is going in the opposite direction. And I hope we come together on that.
What do you think was the biggest challenge for you as a collegiate coach? And I have to ask you, too. I mean, you are retired. I mean, could you see yourself coming out of retirement? Do you miss it?
I miss it. I don't see myself coming out of retirement because I'm enjoying this Florida weather. I was in the Midwest, so, all my life, the Midwest and East. So being out in those areas, I mean, all I did was accept the cold. Now I'm in the warm period of in my life where my wife and I, we can just enjoy this. But also I can sit and write. You know, one of the things I'm also doing, Elissa, is I'm using this character model, and I'm using it for the police force. I'm teaching them a character workshop. So, all these things I'm trying to do, which is really enlightening in my life. And I, but on the same token of this, I do have always an inkling. I watch games on TV and I go, oh, man, they're really not doing a very good job. I wish I could be in there doing something.
Our book review continues with former Rutgers head men's basketball coach Gary Waters after this quick break.
This is the Big East Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network. Right now, let's rejoin Coach Gary Waters and continue to highlight his brand new book. Let's take time to relive some memories. I mean, you had some big wins throughout the years. Is there one in particular that you share in the book that was extra special?
Well, probably the biggest win, I've ever had. I mean, I had two of them that were really, really big. One, and both were in the NCAA. We beat number fourth in the nation, Indiana, in the NCAA, and it was probably one of the biggest upsets in NCAA history. So that was a big one. And then another one when I was at Kent State. But then I had a big one at Cleveland State where we beat number 6 Wake Forest in the NCAA, and no one expected that. And we came in and our guys did a fabulous job and they took care of business. And one of the things I've always believed, you talk about upsets. Upsets are there for the taking. Why? Because it's not based on if that team has more talent or they have more than you have. It's based on who you are that day. So on that particular day, if you're playing at your very best, you can have a chance to upset anyone you play. And everyone's tied in and everyone's focused, everyone's going at it. Special things happen.
It is a compelling read. The title of the book is 10 Principles of a Character Coach. Our very special guest, Coach Gary Waters, former Rutgers head men's basketball coach, the all-time winningest coach at Cleveland State, and of course mentioned in today's interview, also spent time at Kent State. You know, it's interesting, we relive some of your favorite victories with your teams, but also, why don't you name drop, share a player or two that you really enjoyed coaching?
Oh, I hate to tell you, that's pretty easy, but I tell you, my kids at Kent State were unbelievable. They're the one that started it all. They're the one that took us to the next level and everything else and allowed me and my coaching career to move forward. And I had some great kids there. But probably when I connect and I talk about one player that really changed things for me and how I felt about everything was a young man I had at Cleveland State. And his name was Norris Cole. I don't know if you ever heard that name before, but Norris ended up getting drafted into the NBA, played for the Miami Heat. They won two NBA uh-huh. championships, and he was a very successful player there. And but all you see is the playing ability. But he was the ultimate leader. He was the ultimate. He had ultimate character. He was the right type of student athlete. I mean, everything you can facilitate in one person, he had it. And I tell you something, he's a close friend of mine today, and I enjoyed coaching.
There is nothing as special as a coach-player relationship, and it's a lifetime connection. And I want to encourage all of you to go out and get a copy of Coach Gary Waters' brand-new book. It's everywhere online, 10 Principles of a Character Coach. And, Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we look forward to your next release. All the best.
Oh, well, let me mention this, though, Elisa. You know, this is a three-part series. And you remember I told you I had written my autobiography earlier, and that won't come out for a long time. However, I'm in the process of finishing up another, uh-huh. and that is called Coaching Millennials from a Character Perspective. And underneath there's a little caption that says, The Rutgers Experience. So, you know, I'm really enjoying this authoring, if you want to call it that. But I tell you something, this book on 10 Principles of a Character Coach is first and foremost.
Outstanding. Well, listen, enjoy that beautiful weather in Florida. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, it's been great, and you have done a wonderful job. Thank you.
A big thank you to Coach Gary Waters for joining us at Sports Map Radio Network.